The Short Attention Span Philosopher, today 3 from The Horse's Mouth by Joyce Carey. Blake, said the captain. Is that Admiral Blake? No, William Blake, the great Blake. Never heard of him. Greatest Englishman who ever lived. Was he? What did he do? Poets and painter, but never had a chance. Didn't know how to boost himself. Don't like all this boost. Quite right. Blake didn't either. This memorial is for justice, that's all. We're selling 5,000 founder shares at 0.5 crown down, with 3 installments at 6 months. It will pay 100% certain, and every receipt has the secretary's signature in ink. I don't mind all that, but I'll give you 0.5 crown for your club if it's against boost. Make it 5 bob, and I'll elect you vice president. No, 0.5 crown's enough. And he put his hand in his pocket, but just then Coker put her tit's beak out of the door and said, Don't you give him anything, Captain Jones. I thought it might be a swindle. You'll never see your money back. I knew that before, but what is this Blake? Oh, that Blake, that's just the tale. I see. Thank you, miss. And he walked off. And next, your coffee, Mr. Jimson. Mr. Jimson has just gone out. He must have seen you coming. But the boy switched on his bicycle lamp and came right in and put the coffee in my hand. Mr. Jimson won't be back for some time, I said, but he asked me to tell you that you haven't got a chance. He isn't going to talk to you about art. He's committed arson, adultery, murder, libel, malfeasance of club monies, and assault with battery. But he doesn't want to have any serious crime on his conscience. But, Mr. Jimson, I want to be an artist. Of course you do, I said. Everybody does once, but they get over it. Thank God. Like the measles and the chicken pox. Go home and go to bed and take some hot lemonade and put on 3 blankets and sweat it out. But, Mr. Jimson, there must be artists. Yes, and lunatics and lepers, but why go and live in an asylum before you're sent for? If you find life a bit dull at home, I said, and want to amuse yourself, put a stick of dynamite in the kitchen fire or shoot a policeman. Volunteer for a test pilot or dive off Tower Bridge with 5 bob's worth of Roman candles in each pocket. You'd get twice the fun and about 1/10 of the risk. I could see the boy's eyes bulging in the reflected light off the boards, the color of dirty water, and I thought I'd made an effect. Now go away, I said. It's bedtime. Shoo! And finally? Please don't talk, said the nun. That's all right, Mother, I said. They can't hear me because of the noise of the traffic and because they aren't listening. And it wouldn't make any difference if they did. They're too young to learn, and if they weren't, they wouldn't want to. It's dangerous for you to talk. You're very seriously ill. Not so seriously as you're well. How don't you enjoy life, Mother? I should laugh all round my neck at this minute if my shirt weren't a bit on the tight side. It would be better for you to pray. Same thing, Mother.